Good morning. A warm welcome to this week's service. It's Palm Sunday. Now, I know some of you may be missing the notices, so I've got one or two for you this week. As you know, from Palm Sunday, it's Holy Week, and there are a number of different services going on. First of all, on Maundy Thursday, there is our communion service in the evening. Now, even though we can't be together, if you could bring along some bread and wine, or if not wine, then juice, or even water, if you can only find bread, that's fine. Come along to the service with the bread and the wine, and we will share together on that Maundy Thursday. Then on Good Friday, there will be a service, an all-age service, and hopefully it will be interactive and something for the children as well as the adults. And then on Easter morning, there will be a reflection from the ruin, an early morning reflection. And then Easter Day itself, the main service, that will happen as normal, and we have also a special guest arriving. So, plenty to be going on with. I know some of you can't wait for the notices, so that's the notices. So, all the services going on this week, hopefully you can come to as many of them as you can, and hopefully they are giving you some sustenance and joy through this time of self-isolation. Well, it is Palm Sunday, and you've got your palms. You may not have the palm crosses, but we can celebrate and worship with the Lord. And we begin with these words from Scripture. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Let's pray. Almighty God, we come this morning with praise on our hearts and on our lips, for in your love towards all you have made, you gave your Son Jesus to be our Saviour. As he entered Jerusalem to suffer and die upon the cross, may we follow his example of humility and love. And loving God, we also come to you. We have sinned against you in our speaking and in our silence, in our thinking and in our thoughtlessness, in our actions and in our inaction. Forgive us and lead us in the way of your kingdom to the glory of your holy name. Amen. So here are Jesus' words to us. He says, your sins are forgiven. Receive God's forgiveness and be at peace. Amen. Well, now we're going to sing. You're not just going to get me, but we're going to have a song which is called There's a Time to Laugh and a Time to Cry, but it's always the time to worship you. Well, now having sung, we're now going to hear our Palm Sunday reading, which is taken from Matthew's Gospel this year. It's Matthew chapter 21 and verses 1 to 11, and Jesus enters Jerusalem. And Mike Acaster is going to bring our reading to us.
Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Well, it was Wednesday last week when millions of us stood outside our homes and applauded the NHS workers for their heroic effort in seeking to treat all those suffering with the coronavirus. I don't know about you, I found it an amazing experience hearing people cheering from some distance away, hearing the applause going on, echoing round Beaufort. In some ways, it's not unlike that first Palm Sunday, except we were applauding and cheering in splendid isolation. They were there together in a crowd, many of them crushed together in the streets, the narrow streets of Jerusalem. And as Jesus entered Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, the crowds were there cheering, shouting, as they welcomed Jesus as Son of David into the city of David. The people cut down palm branches, placed their cloaks on the ground as we heard, while shouting, Hosanna to the in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David. This celebration was not unlike a celebration that had taken place a couple of centuries before, when Judas Maccabeus had arrived in Jerusalem after conquering the pagan armies. They had been oppressing Israel, and he went to war, and then was welcomed into the city by a crowd waving palm branches. Certain things live long in the memory, and certainly the people of Jerusalem would have remembered those scenes. They would have heard about the scenes from their forefathers of Judas and the victorious army coming back into the city and everyone waving palm branches. And now someone else comes and the same thing is happening. Is this a conquering hero? Isn't he just the carpenter from Nazareth? Well, applauding and celebrating the achievements of others is part of national life. People get excited when the Queen gives her awards each year, either the New Year or birthday honours. On a royal visit, people turn out and wave flags and cheer. Palm Sunday was a royal visit. Except that Jesus had come to Jerusalem not to be enthroned like Judas Maccabeus, not as some kind of military hero, or even like David centuries before that. Jesus came, yes, as a conquering hero, but his work was ahead of him, not behind him. this king, would come to suffer and die on the cross. He would suffer and die at the hands of those who were cheering and waving and shouting and celebrating his presence. As we know, shouts of Hosanna would give way to shouts of crucify him. You see, the meaning Jesus placed on this act, going into Jerusalem, that triumphal entry, the meaning Jesus placed was quite different from the meaning that the crowds were placing on this event. They saw Jesus as one who would liberate them. And that's exactly what he would do, just not in the way they expected. You know, people often turn to God when they want something badly or in times of difficulty. When a nation goes through difficult times, church attendance goes up. Except in this present case, when church attendance has gone through the floor because we can't go into our churches. Our church buildings are closed, but we can still be the church here in Beaufort, here in this nation and around the world. Yes, people are hungry because they want something to celebrate. And I'm sure in due course there will be national celebrations as well as local ones when the coronavirus is finally over. We will mourn those that we've lost and we will celebrate that we've come through it. That people matter more than things. That people, our loved ones, our church matters more than money. You know, people wanted Jesus to ride into Jerusalem to become the sort of king that they were demanding. They wanted a Messiah who would rescue them from evil oppression. And yes, Jesus would do this, but just not in the way that they wanted. Through his death on the cross, Jesus would rescue them and us from the full depths of evil. Them from Roman occupation and us from the coronavirus. You know, if Jesus is worth praising, he's still worth praising now as he was back then. This triumphal entry, this Palm Sunday, may be an ancient story, but Jesus is with us now. On this day, in your home and mine. He is the one who is the conquering hero. He comes to us, you and me. And so the question is, will we praise him? Will we celebrate all that he has done for us through his work on the cross? Will you let him touch your life today and bring all that you need, the healing, the hope in these troubled times? I believe in the conquering hero, the one who conquers through his death. For our sake. And it's to him now that we pray. Let's pray. Lord, in this time when so many find it difficult to praise you, we do at this time pray for our health workers, those on the front line of combating this deadly virus. We thank you for them and their self-sacrifice, especially those who are known to us. Lord, we thank you for the millions of people who volunteered to help others during this time, and for all the good that's being done because of love for neighbour. We especially pray for the partnership between the church and NR5 Helping Hands and the food distribution taking place each week. We pray for Dave and Helen as they organise that. We pray that through their efforts, no one would be left behind or forgotten. Lord, we do pray for our family and friends, all those we love but cannot be with during this time of lockdown. We thank you that there are many ways that we can communicate with them, whether it be through phone calls, social media, or visual means such as Skype, FaceTime, or Zoom. We pray for those in our church family. Especially today, we pray for Robert in hospital at this time. Finally, Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones but unable to attend the funeral of the one that they love. Lord, in their grief, may they turn to you as the Lord of life and the Prince of Peace. And all these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we sing our final song today, our Palm Sunday hymn, O glory, Lord, and honour. And so we come now to a time of prayer where we close in prayer and seek God's blessing on us through this coming week. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you that you are the King who suffered and died for the life of the world. As we enter this holy week and journey to the cross, accept our praises for all you continue to do for us, for your glory's sake. Amen. Now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, this time and for all time. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. I look forward to seeing those of you who join with me on Thursday, on Friday, or indeed on Easter Day. The Lord bless you. Bye now.